Gilg tú, Gilg J as Gilg Merach.
Sure, you clean a gale, a smile, I'm sure, Shaltica. This is Robert Cuttine Carswell here, Robert of Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this bilingual programme with a thread in the English language, as Leis Snyer Lies a Gilg, and with a separate thread in the Manx Gaelic, Ginian Amera, the mother tongue of Alian Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Urish. William Gell has led us to Lizaire, as we follow his 1906 Man in Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man, whither it takes us, and is packed with references to all sorts of nooks and crannies of history and folklore, and yes, tall tales too. Tanskia line en message Ken Lee. As nishu koren er a skiel shaw tamil eden shiga, gedda vali scrutlesh atches on shaw, novel seversion toshi. Ren a nochter son a club nae chied, Simon Evans, imid J. Foglan as ren a wens of earl, as chynel lied an imid jints a gilg, ach, to spirit a skiel regen sa versiwn sio to treis orm. This coming Wednesday evening, the 19th of June, as part of an Cheshach Ilgach celebration of 120 years since its foundation in 1899, there'll be a guided walk, meeting at Conrennie Plantation Car Park on the Craignabar Back Road. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 19th of June. A month from now, it'll be in Cruniach's Celtic Gathering, so we'll be hearing from various artists who'll be taking part this year. We start with lively Breton singer Laurent Landa, albeit he's singing about snails in the rain here. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashun the nashun, skelliena wash dulish, Alian Vanin.
Don't know.
An example of how to pitch it to your audience, Laurent Landau singing Ur Maligong d'Anton à Glau. And that's about a series of, it's a counting song really. And of course the reason he picked a counting song like that was that all that audience had been through the Diwan, the Breton language school system. So of course that was something that was very familiar to them from early days. So that's why they were all joining in and enjoying themselves. Sweet ivied temple of Lisere, writes William Gell, around thee cluster beauties rare. Holds not the earth a scene more fair? On smiling plain, on wooded height, nature exerts her wondrous might to fill the soul with sheer delight. And now we come to one of William Gell's little jokes, I suppose we must call it. Around the adjacent mountain spur, in Anglo-Saxon we must slur, but should you to this word demur, in the vernacular it's slew. Well, here he's taking the Manx spelling of slew, as in slew maggle and all those, and suggesting that an English speaker might say slur. Now, do you remember 1983 and Conundrum, the book by Don Shaw with us, illustrations by Nick Price, with clues to the whereabouts of 12 22-carat gold Cadbury's cream eggs? Now, one of the clues was, "More gold, you cry, more gold, you spy." And it turned out this second "more gold you spy" was "more gold" is how they assumed "mackled" must be pronounced. They must have looked at it on the map, saw "mackled" and thought it was "more gold." Now, William Gell's slur for slew is something similar, but, well, it appears to be completely random, fairly pointless to be honest. Fe ken li na hai sy raich e fwrega, se lan yn olyg fawn. Masov cow croon purple pepper a chian chion lia. Magit na cather nega van a tree neen a negan and sigh. Glenda, Rita, as a neen sair sailor egger, Carol. Cat the my shoeish, tamisher sul the lie, tammy scurred the lure. Coy a bee to coron a red share, machion craich a yindisach as tamish, as huish gry as the eck orum, ne ish geddon the gutes jerry. A tai baban jint as crow whale. Maso ren Glenda, a fair shinner, lort the flay oil mchon an acht vi cor wujl as arand and chan jishig green egg. Ren ken li snoggle, jint mach le shen, chouds vi slays the glick the chroin tolu and stiach on seveal, senedin garu nyau veritjegger. Esh ren Rita, a red den, machion an acht, nrau cagliach de vei courage er a grai er nerek, er no drau I ges dach lei. Now here's a piece, a medley, which is called, altogether, Mirrors, and it's played by Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy, who'll be performing as part of the Celtic Gathering in Peel in a month's time. Thank you. From the Sparks album by Rachel Hare on harp and Ron Jappy on guitar, Grania Brady's was the first piece. Grania was here with the Irish-Scottish band Lass, taking part in the Cronus Celtic Gathering last year. And then there were two tunes by Rachel Hare herself, The Namesake, and then Mira's Delight. Mira's Delight named for her student who to celebrate her success having been awarded the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award last year.
The Nation Station.
Stasiun the Nation to Radio Van and showed you Clare Gael, the she Robert Cutin Carswell, Miss Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Esh slash Carol van Shell. Carol veg wech, as na lyagan an ek, as na einen an nonsa fault fin. As us Carol, chwishest an graed de hian yeshig. Chanel mi son goel arnon yeshig, ta fised de vel graed ma ortas, dus neu chwy ta ordach sio co hiradach nyn enyach dan egan nolig. Grey shen tau de grey! Wren ken sbwterach dy corri, as e sbrai croen talwn lleich aeg nid heres yn unan. Ta mi gobl dy goel arn ons cant grai era. Ta fysed er y grai em o'rt cart ma ta fysem er y grai ed orm. Ha ti'n ymsio i yno? Wren ken stronacha, as fa breb yn ons nysulion ega. Hi as Jesus, as dy môl, rene sailsiach a mach, cweg traen as cweg orlian yn urgid ega, les mwds a fol grawr ega. Mach liat eis, as ma hai cartnis, ha jinnw arach goel bi ega fwrdem, mi wisl mortau. As ma so, fa carl na chiadw sy'r era, tiaw mwy, jy tai a hera. So back to Gael then. Around the adjacent mountain spur, famed Sulby Glen bursts on the view. Here we must fain descant anew. Yet 'twill not be much amiss, the famous glen so much like the Swiss, whose heights would fain, like lovers, kiss. Below, the Sulby's stainless stream, well sheltered from the scorching beam, ripples and pools, the angler's dream. The silvery trout, swift darting by, watchful, will pause, alert and spry, and rise to snap the tending fly. 'Twas here, when that dread storm had brewed, the wayward Kate, remorse pursued, found refuge in the Thalton Rood. So yet again we return to Kate Grigean and another episode from Hall Caine's novel, The Manxman. But on again. Then, to the left, we mustn't fail to note another charming vale, the upland glen of Narrowdale. 'Twas here, ere with bright girlhood parting, the sweet Mulvurra and Milvarton had nothing regged of Kindergarten. Well, this time this is a literary allusion to the Reverend John Quine's 1897 novel, The Captain of the Parish. One of the visitors to Uncrenus Celtic Gathering this year will be from Appalachia, and this is Randy Wilson, who is an expert on the development of the banjo, and here he plays a homemade banjo. In fact, the banjo, as he demonstrates, is made of an old biscuit tin into which there's a piece of wood as a neck and on which strings are stretched. And he plays a version that old aficionados or Lonnie Donegan may remember, Stewball.
Stewball, when you
Randy Wilson not only playing homemade banjo, but playing it with a bottleneck as well, so that was his version of Stewball. Now speed we on our way again, upward toward the mountain chain. Although to linger we are fain, where Thalti Will's bright waters leap, cascading down the wooded steep, up which the panting tourists creep. To stand upon the lofty poop and view the mountain chain and loop from Snae Fell, monarch of the group. 'Twas here old Manin's monarch stood, and all his ancient kingdom viewed, with several of a younger brood. And William Gell has a note here, the Manx kingdom was of older date than its neighbours. He goes on. Observe we here these modern ways, how lucre seized the banks and braes, and aught is naught unless it pays. How climbers once for breath would stop, electric coil, their cash to cop, unwinds its coil from base to top. As William Gell is noting where the ascent of Snae Fell used to be by foot, since 1895, so not only 11 years before, the Snae Fell Mountain Railway meant that people could ride up and down, but for a fee, of course. And about that, well, William Gell seems to be a bit sniffy. As sneach the niau yerkich, shibich naiach. Chaws fy'n asiwrach yn ec gyn machor i fain chamer hai hawr. Jalw cart dy lai fy gynt mach liaws yn hun. Hwgi eim chelfen ar y fyrnineg, Paris Skilton. Henk dy gedden ni ons golf GTI fy hega. Nym goel cyrraeol gyd carol. Te dy ysig cart dy lwach, aliam dy fel ei gynnw y ger. Cor y red, dwch. Tar as tani merims as merish mawari. Be toyacht noin. Rish neva maran jen nolik. Va ken li genacht an de jarro de rau, maran jintega. Va glenda as rita de kinjach sa rejega. As vat kiau raud sa chamer unli. Renna di ulyu na brishtagan. As charenna driu cormach na coir rustar. She glenda ver rail na rail tain and skart, as gau rita toyach der vein na sais a cher vurega, va der jit da hanachten, as va lau an eich der oxen. Lloras een na nullig veg, ve er jit de ve raur er a hon. Hugge lesh a voda son kosiach sa ferg, ons tulliu de fliar. Now here's piper Neil Clark, who'll be here playing his pipes and also playing in a duo with his wife Catherine. Here he plays the pipes, Troy's Wedding and Glasgow City Police Pipers. Thank you. Neil Clark, who runs Falkirk Piping and not only teaches people in the Falkirk area and around other parts of Scotland, but he also undertakes tuition by Skype as well to pupils all over the world. So that's Neil Clark of Falkirk Piping, and as I say, he plays in a duo with Catherine Granger, his wife, as the Glenburvy Folk Duo, in which he plays other instruments including harmonicas and the whistle and the Scottish Lowland pipes, although we heard him there playing the Highland pipes, the Pivoor.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
Stasiu geis diachrys radio vanning stasiu na nasiun na ze gul ar sgeiliena wos dúlish alin vanning. Tan clair sio en mysich clair gael. A se Robert Cutting Gosnell tan en amorm Robert de Carslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
Chaudus vein a chiadu lloris na leis deinen. Iech i sus ar na bodgilin va giri sus. Emi rodes, giau fiarm, scumma dau. Tan a butchin shen cor mi as de sledden. Chanela taiem genacht an gwrs y taiem nis. Ha, se bonk yn mis. Ma falach dde dy chwliw ryd. Chwy sych yn dem. Fe fliwch bait ys trimsiach. Na cheddyn fy'n modda. Ren gawnster ni ys gawnster ni er yn eis ffeidiach. Fy nebw ken, Gordon, reich yn stwyg ys on a chwrsl. Tre honnig e ken snapper al ys biberni sy fflia ffwr fy gredda roes. Felw mae dy lwyr, ken? Chanel Gordon, ta ma nyn yn sinna jynnw ffachyd, Jim, ys ten rai nyn em yngol. As sliamst yn ffoel. Mae wynia bach, fer am ochsyn den a nyn yn sien, na byd jyrwyd i sioch dylia, Halliesach yd cormachw, chynol sien cart. Hemdach edyn mys becleren, as eis bim o'n sien chelirach. Hynod o'n fag yn feg gyn mys becleren y len sio. Now, back, says William Gell. Excuse this backward trip. Our way lies round the western hip. Just take a hint, please, not to slip into these curroughs of Balaf. Reader, this is not meant for chaff, so if you please, please not to laugh. These fertile lands, I've learned of late, were once submerged in liquid state, now partly drained to cultivate. And, if I really might presume, a glorious future here doth loom, ye sons of those who did exhume from Stygian gulf this favoured spot. Arouse ye now, no more bog-trot, but drain and cultivate the lot. And so some people have done over the years, including, of course, the Len Trench. But despite the Len Trench and other efforts, Balaf Curragh Wetland was the island's first wildlife site to get international recognition. In 2006, it was recognised for its bog pools, marshy grassland, birch woodland, modified bog and willow scrub. And ironically, of course, it now has to be maintained that way. Otherwise, nature would continue to take its course and it would evolve into a different sort of habitat. On Saturday of the Celtic Gathering, and Cruinnes Celtic Gathering this year, we present Derry Farrell Trio. Derry is another winner of the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. He's won a couple of the BBC 2 Radio Folk Awards, and this year won the Live Island Award for the best live performance singer at the moment. And here he is with his version of a well-known traditional song, The Unquiet Grave. Thank you.
my own true love, as any young man will. I sent along my true love's grave for 12 months and a day. At 12 months and a day being past, a voice it spoke out from the deep. Who is in sitting all on my grave and will not let me sleep? Oh, tis I. One kiss from my clay-cold lips, my breath it is earthly strong. And had you but one kiss from my clay-cold lips, oh, your time on earth it would soon be done. Oh, my time being long, or my time being short, tomorrow or today, may God in heaven take all my soul, for I'll kiss your lips of clay. A few small drops of rain. Oh, the wind that blows, I never will see until you return again.
Derry Farrell Trio, Derry Farrell, singing and playing the bouzouki, and he was joined there by Blackie O'Connell on the Ilion pipes and Robbie Walsh on Bowron, The Unquiet Grave. Let's continue on our way then. Just further on stands Bishop Court, where many of a good report against evil powers had held the fort of Manin's church. What memories tender this scene will in the thoughts engender, and bid the soul due honour render. recorded here on History's Clock, how saintly Wilson oft would stock the corn to feed his famished nook. Who hasn't heard that earnest joke? How worthy Snip thus boldly spoke? A single button on your cloak? Ah, sir, with such a meagre cover, the button folks won't live in clover. Why, John, then button it all over. 'Twas thus the earnest soul replied, so closely with his God allied, he knew no shred of human pride. And this is a tale told in various places, including by Hall Caine in his 1891 book, The Little Manx Nation, but there he embellishes the story by making it a crafty invention of the tailor, the snip there mentioned about the buttons. If you don't have buttons on your coat, what are the poor button makers to do? There's more or less the gist of the tale. But the tailor in Hall Caine's case had already bought his buttons, and so he didn't want to waste them, and so that's why he made that play. So that's Hall Caine's own addition to that story. Masaw Ren Gordon Shadow Nine and Yinan, Virgin era Chelvish as Gina Ferrero Roche Vec Ken. Vena Hyadu was na Lawanega erna Leshenega, as Hugge Ochsen Geardau. Ren and der hewer rollen a sulianok, as vet sancherach kujach as for gordon tanacht and lesha de roger, son ginu lesha han a jan yishig minok on zach kerchinach. Ve crea ver as gold sol a jane redegger, ach, jas rita sus as wooly erachion les klushag. Jetchel specler and gordon weissen, as ren glenda stamper oru deravad brish. Ach, she witchin' aglach shoeish, Jilly Gordon. Ren and yeganit and skulgany les garachty, how's Ren Gordon snapper almach as a tie, phone flia, as e sochel as logan through the dorchus. Vaken the hyadu eg doris na coolia, as Ren e rolla tujin les lawen e crow. Crave is shore and me the yentin, na drach neen an imshi shen. Tammy Crucial less nearer as Aris as Taus Novel Beg, Dal. And we heard the track, which the medley, which was called Mira, in honour of Mira Royal. And there we heard Mira Royal herself. I had a message last week from somebody who wanted to hear more of Mira Royal. In fact, we'll be getting more of Mira between now and her appearance at Anchorniach when she takes part with Laure Landa, Thomas Moisson and David Kilgallen in a Breton Manx collaboration. So it'll be interesting to see the what comes out of that. There she played Mullacharen's March. Sjoerd u stasjun en asjun Radio Vanning, as she Claire and Gailt and Claire Shaw, Meren Peen, Robert Coutin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Egetreschen van Doris Toshi en a Vrisha Forslet, de Heilige Maag, Paris Skilton. As Carol, va Crucial. Vadunschen de Redden Pert de Hooge, Belesh Carol. A gerouw tre de loo ook de groggel nies kwisjes shan osher. Treren, Mac Gordon, Eric, Brishus Jachon, the Gern Kulinus on an air egg of a gintol. Droch naiacht ort, taus a strice beclaren maera, Dilly Eric, cowds ve sai skin vest Jachon's cree carol, uns kush now I oil de enamarnach. Och, a nay, as Kenley, cowds ve claimer neen serve uns red of ash, ach we force Ellen. Tammy uns red of ash, yishig. Tammy of a couch mach as shores, sights jach uns machriach. Tammy lidut, machyarn. Chenel cam an em, chenel vegem, shenan or heng me tie. Och, nish, de best ye dorm, sled ned. Ren, ken, kenya, as clemer, neen, gus a chliu chesh. Now, passing Michael's sacred fane, note how some earnest ones retain those ancient monuments again. Just here, the boy, with lithesome spring, raced with his little sprig of ling to catch the chariot of the king. Wistful was he to cast aboard the tribute he could just afford. To this, the child's ambition soared, and Royal Edward, courteous, plain, at once bade Jehu draw the rein. The laddie's hope shall not be vain. Thus spake the monarch and the man. Man's finest trait, deny it who can, thus to adopt the master's plan. Most surely 'twas a heavenly choice, with kingly grace and kindly voice, to make the childish heart rejoice. Well, this is a time when the Lich Gate had not long been built in Kirkmichael to take some of the crosses, which of course now, since then, have been housed inside the church. But at the time, there was a Lich Gate to try to protect some of those crosses. And in that area, there was an incident which is dealt with in A.E. Lamoth's King Manx Yarns, Witty, Wise and Otherwise, which was printed in 1905. And part of that dealt with the visit by the recently crowned King Edward VII and Queen Alexander to the island in August of 1902. Albert Edward Lamoth was an advocate who lived at the Thai Jerg, the Red House in Peel, so we'll find out what he had to say about that incident anon. Here now are the Mullag Band, who'll be also performing during An Chronaich this year.
Given that day, I could never say why. Nice sunny day, one fine times for you. With a little wish from me, may you live in this day forevermore. Reach out, take my hand, and I'll show you how to run over the sand. Fly a swan across the sky, and sit on a cloud and look out over the land. Nice sunny day. Fine times for you. With a little wish from me, may you live in this day forevermore. Of all imagination. Now sunny day one. Fine times for you. With a little wish from me, may you live in this song forevermore.
The Mollock Band, Nice Sunny Day One. Smirg thou ochane as seach and smooth saglach and nullig to ni shaw. Ren ken tujum maru vai trimja, harish cop maru a rein yin. Hank the mur and she, as ren had goiled a chulli fech for force blow. As vishen Ken Lee, San Achtron, Simon Evans, e Eskriwach, Sait, Chamas, Erna Foglan, Tayach No, an Ri Lear, Lyorish William Shakespeare, Tammy Ledden Shigadarau, En Yoisha Sen. Now, this is how A. Lamott described the incident referred to by William Gell. Just after leaving Michael, a little country lad threw a sprig of white heather towards the royal carriage. But, failing in his object, he picked it up again. The king, who observed the incident, stopped the carriage and took the flower from the little boy, remarking, "This will bring me luck." As I say, Alien Mott's book there, The Manx Yarns, Witty, Wise and Otherwise, was published in 1905, so may very well have influenced its inclusion in William Gell's 1906 poem. And although we're ending with Welsh band Mabon, Welsh Manx band Mabon in many ways, in fact they'll be opening proceedings at the Centenary Centre on Wednesday of the Celtic Gathering. Achnis Shenerish, which brings us to the end of this edition of Clare na Gael. Now don't forget next Wednesday evening the 19th of June as part of the Fanchesha Chilgach celebration of 120 years since its foundation in 1899, there'll be that guided walk meeting at the Conrennie Plantation car park on the Craignabar back road. That'll be at 7 o'clock. There's one small climb and there are boggy areas involved, looking at Thaltons between Ballacaroon and Ballylienach, so make sure you're prepared for that. But now, until the next time, this is Robert Gooding Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chrieri, as orsalier, as my yearian shared you, will you?